You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Ricker. Tonight at 7:30, Tom Ashbrook is at Milwaukee's Latino Arts Center for a live show on race in the age of President Trump. Tune in for a live stream on Wisconsin Public Radio's Facebook page.
Now, Fox News announced yesterday that its primetime host, Bill O'Reilly, will not be returning to the network. The news came after sexual harassment allegations against him became public and an internal investigation later found more cases.
O'Reilly's removal has also come as an embarrassment to his employer and its parent company, 20th Century Fox. A report from the New York Times in April found that the company stood by him and even paid settlements to five women that had complained about sexual harassment from O'Reilly.
The 67-year-old host has been controversial for a long time, though, and not just for his political views, but within the halls of Fox News. The Times reported allegations of inappropriate behavior and verbal abuse dating back to 15 years ago. One of the most well-known cases is from 2004 when a producer filed a sexual harassment lawsuit against O'Reilly, later resulting in a $9 million settlement.
Our next guest says that given O'Reilly's history, he shouldn't have kept his job as long as he did. Amanda Turkle joins us now. She's a senior political reporter and politics managing editor at the Huffington Post. Amanda, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, Amanda, you say that Bill O'Reilly, in your estimation, should have been dismissed long ago. Why do you say that?
Absolutely, he should have been, and it's in part because of what you were just talking about. These sorts of allegations against O'Reilly aren't new. In 2002, he reportedly stormed into a newsroom and screamed at a young producer. The sort of most salacious one that was public was in 2004 when a producer for his show filed a lawsuit against him, claiming sexual harassment, saying that he made inappropriate sexual comments to her on the phone. And so, you know, this has been percolating for a while, in addition to the fact that he often made comments on air that were, you know, not exactly enlightened toward women, you know, about women, about people of color. And internally, you know, Bill O'Reilly was not known at Fox as sort of the nicest guy to work for, the nicest guy toward female employees. So, you know, Fox News kept him around, though, because he was great for ratings and he was good for business, basically.
So given this 15-year history that you just described, why do you think that the tipping point came now?
Well, I think it came in part because of this big New York Times investigation. We knew about a couple of the settlements, but we didn't know that there were at least five that either Bill O'Reilly or the network paid these women to not go forward with their lawsuits and to not go public with their allegations. And they paid, I think, something like $13 million. In addition to them, you've had Wendy Walsh, who was a contributor to the O'Reilly Factor, who didn't sue him at all. So she has been able to be out there publicly on TV, you know, in the media, talking about what O'Reilly did to her. And then this week, right before Fox News decided to fire O'Reilly, you had another anonymous woman talk about how he made sexual and racially inappropriate remarks to her. So it was just sort of snowballing. And the public pressure and internal pressure just became too much for them.
And what do you make about how Bill O'Reilly himself has responded?
Well, O'Reilly has claimed that he did not do any of this, and the reason he is being attacked is simply because he is out there as a public figure, as a man in the arena, and this is just what happens to powerful men, is that they're accused of things like sexual harassment, which is not true. There are plenty of other men on air, including on Fox News, people like Sean Hannity, who haven't had accusations like this pile up against them. It's absolutely not true. And O'Reilly, though, continues to deny them.
So you have Fox News, who has known about some of these cases, these allegations, for a long time. And O'Reilly not dismissed until now with mounting pressure. What does that tell you about maybe the culture at Fox News and the perspective that they were taking over the years?
I mean, O'Reilly was he was sort of the public face of Fox News. He was not only their top guy, he was sort of the top-rated guy on cable news. And, you know, for a lot of his viewers, this won't necessarily bother them. They continue to like O'Reilly and will actually probably continue to watch the network or maybe also follow O'Reilly wherever he goes if he decides to sort of start his own company. We don't really know. But the problem is that internally, lately, it's just become untenable, I think, for Fox News to keep him. There were, you know, there were obviously the sexual harassment lawsuits and allegations against Roger Ailes, and he left. And the Murdochs promised to sort of create a different sort of network, one that was friendlier toward women, and they promised we're going to clean this place up. And so Roger Ailes was gone, but now there are these accusations piling up against Bill O'Reilly. And internally, a lot of women were saying, look, you're being hypocritical. How can you promise that this place is being cleaned up and you're keeping Bill O'Reilly? So that pressure was there, too.
So do you think that getting rid of these two individuals, Roger Ailes and Bill O'Reilly, does it do enough on the face of things, or maybe internally as well, to change what many perceive as a hostile culture toward women?
We'll see. You know, they were the ones who internally, you know, I think it goes a long way. But on air, the people you're going to be seeing taking Bill O'Reilly's place honestly really aren't that different. Tucker Carlson, who is going to be filling Bill O'Reilly's old time slot, has made many, many controversial comments about women over the years. Bill O'Reilly's protege, Jesse Waters, who was perhaps best known for doing a segment last year where he went into New York City's Chinatown and just interviewed residents there who didn't speak English very well, mocked them, put all sorts of racist Asian stereotypes into the segment. It was widely condemned by Asian American groups, by journalists. He has been promoted as well and is getting a spot on a primetime show on Fox News. So a lot of these people are going to be in the vein of O'Reilly, sort of following in his legacy just because O'Reilly's gone. You're not maybe necessarily going to see a lot of difference on the outside.
We're talking with Amanda Turkle right now, senior political reporter and politics managing editor at The Huffington Post, looking at Fox News' recent announcement that Bill O'Reilly would not be returning to the network after multiple sexual harassment allegations and settlements. And Amanda, you said you're not going to see a big change, but are you saying then that Bill O'Reilly, even though he was a huge ratings getter for the network, that the Fox News network is, in essence, bigger than O'Reilly, and it's more the Fox brand and less about O'Reilly?
Well, we'll see how much the brand can survive this. I mean, they've had, in many ways, they've had a tough year. They've lost Roger Ailes. Now they've lost Bill O'Reilly. They also lost Megyn Kelly and Greta Van Susteren, who went to NBC. You know, they're sort of struggling with what to do now. And this sort of PR around all the sexual assault allegations and what type of place it is for women to work there certainly aren't good. So they are trying to figure out, you know, do they want to be the old type of Fox News that they've been for years, which is, you know, the Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, or, you know, do they want to try to sort of attract a younger generation and branch out a little bit? I mean, I don't think we're going to see Fox News suddenly become liberal or anything like that, but, you know, they're still figuring it out.
Now, you wrote that Bill O'Reilly has been known to offend not just women, but also people of color. He made racist comments about African-American Congresswoman Maxine Waters when he called her hair a, quote, James Brown wig. How do you think Fox has handled complaints of racism from O'Reilly?
I mean, I don't think they've done very much over the years. I mean, O'Reilly has liked to say that he's colorblind, even while he's made all these racial remarks. I remember a segment he did where he went, he talked about how he went to Sylvia's, which is a famous soul food restaurant in Harlem, and he marveled that it was just like any other restaurant in New York City, even though it was owned by black people and most of the patrons there were black. To Bill O'Reilly, this was just amazing. He's commented on the education, you know, level and abilities of people of color. I mean, he has said many, many offensive things about people of color over the years, and the network, you know, hasn't seemed to care. And this is carried through again to his protege, Jesse Walters, who did that segment in Chinatown. And some of the allegations being presented to him aren't just sort of sexual harassment allegations, but have that racial tinge. He apparently called a woman who worked at Fox News hot chocolate. So yes, there is that element to him as well.
What is your take about how his treatment of people of color, known by the network for years, as you said, did not lead to his dismissal, but his treatment of white women did seem to lead to that dismissal?
Yeah, I think that's very interesting. And, you know, even beyond that, you know, the way he's talked about LGBT people over the years, too. I think, you know, what this showed in a lot of ways is that there are there's power in numbers. And so the people who have come forward and either tried to sue him or started to speak out publicly and sort of become a public face, you know, as far as we know, have been white women. And so that is sort of what has happened. But, I do think that this most recent allegation with the woman that he referred to as hot chocolate, you know, did have an effect. Since then, another woman, Jamu Green, who is a contributor to Fox News, who's African-American, said that O'Reilly also made sort of leering comments about her. So, yes, it's a bigger problem.
And the Times has reported today that his payout could be as high as $25 million. And now that he is on the way out, how do you think the network is handling it? Have they said enough? Have they been present enough?
Well, yes, the $25 million, I think, shocked. I mean, I don't know how much it shocked people. It's certainly a high amount, but I think people figured that he would be getting some sort of payout since they did just sign him to another contract for 3 years and were going to keep him until all this happened. But the network has quite a bit of damage control to do. Obviously, the network has not been covering his ouster as much as, you know, you've seen it all day on CNN and MSNBC. But the network sort of put out their comment, and they're sort of leaving it at that.
We're talking with Amanda Turkle right now, senior political reporter and politics managing editor at the Huffington Post, looking at the announcement from Fox News that Bill O'Reilly won't be returning to the network after multiple sexual harassment allegations and settlements.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think of how Fox handled the sexual harassment allegations, the settlements that have happened over the years related to Bill O'Reilly? Do you think he should have been dismissed yesterday? Do you think he should have been dismissed sooner, or should still be on the air? Have you watched the show? Were you a regular fan of the show? What do you think about all this? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We're picking up our conversation with Amanda Turkle, senior political reporter at the Huffington Post, and we're talking about the news that Fox News will not be having Bill O'Reilly back. He won't be returning to his job after multiple sexual harassment allegations.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. Tell us what you think about the end of the Bill O'Reilly era at Fox News. Was Fox right to let him go? Were they wrong to keep him around as long as they did? Do you think he should still be on the air? And what do you think about how sexual harassment is handled more generally? Big companies like Fox News and elsewhere. Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And we'll take our first caller now. We have Jim on the line in Rice Lake. Jim, hi.
Well, I must say, you know, I appreciate your guest comments in all the offensive things that O'Reilly has said over the decades. It's about to be left, but I can't see Fox changing their formula because they've made tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars on a anti-feminist, anti-liberal, anti-diversity theorem or formula of politics, which appeals to a very hardcore right-wing base, I mean, that wants to hear that stuff. And I'd be interested in your guest response. Thank you.
Jim, thank you for that call and that comment. And Amanda, I want to ask you, there is some suggestion in the analysis that the people who watch Bill O'Reilly, who enjoyed the way he approached the news, that it might not have been a big impact on them, these sexual harassment allegations. So given that, what do you think happens next?
Yeah, I mean, Fox News wants to make money. So if they believe that they can still make money by presenting this sort of, you know, content and information and opinion to their base, then they will. I don't know how much longer Fox News' base will be there. You know, Rachel Maddow, for example, she on MSNBC, her viewership has been going up, and she's been doing very well. Obviously, presents a very different viewpoint from Fox News. And, you know, in many ways, the conservative base itself isn't quite as sort of consistent and as it used to be. You know, you have Republicans who like Trump, Republicans who don't like Trump, who more economic populists, more foreign policy hawks, and so Fox News has to figure out sort of how, which segment they want to appeal to. And so I think, you know, those business decisions are going to be what driving them. And yeah, if they continue these sort of anti-feminist sort of views, if those are popular, I think they'll probably keep them.
Jim, thanks a lot for that call. And we're going to go next to Nancy joining us from Wausau. Nancy, hi.
Hi there. My comment on it is I'm very glad to see Bill Riley gone. I recently took the stand here in Wausau that I wanted to see Ted Nugent removed from our fair lineup because of his hateful, racist comments. I could really care less what anybody's political affiliation is, but this is, we should not accept this. There is no room for those kind of hateful, racist comments.
Nancy, thank you for that. And do you think, Amanda, do you sense that maybe the media and the culture at large is entering a new era where there might be less tolerance for this kind of behavior?
Well, I think actually part of the reason that Bill O'Reilly did lose his job was sort of strangely the rise of Donald Trump. Obviously, during the election, he made some comments that sort of implied that he condoned sexual assault and used his position of power to do so. And, you know, people, he did end up getting elected, but he also sort of started this national conversation and got a lot of women very upset about these sorts of issues. And then you saw that after the election, the Women's March, which brought thousands of people to Washington, D.C., and then out around the country as well. And so I think there is, in many ways, even though Donald Trump was elected, less tolerance for these sorts of things, more awareness, and more people speaking out. And so I think in some ways, you know, that is the type of culture that got Bill O'Reilly kicked out.
Well, and you were mentioning how it's not enough for supporters to be there. Even people who did not necessarily watch Fox News could have had a say on social media and had sway with advertisers.
Right, exactly. The advertisers thing was also a big reason that O'Reilly lost his job. There was the internal pressure. There was this publicly people getting fed up. But the fact that, you know, something like half of O'Reilly's advertisers went away from his show, you know, that was pretty bad for Fox News, too. And, you know, again, they're a business and that they want to make money.
Nancy, thanks a lot. And let's go next to Harry. Harry is joining us in La Crosse. Hi, Harry.
Well, hi. Yeah, I just curious. Sorry, but I hope you can hear me.
Mm-hmm,
I don't know,
yeah.
Traffic. I'm not driving, though. if what he did was bad enough to get let go, why is he leaving the network with so much money? It's not really a punishment when he can leave with $25 million or plus.
Yeah, interesting question, Harry. Is there a contractual sort of clause there for him? What's happening with that, Amanda?
Well, I don't know the details on that, but I do, I mean, his contract actually did say that he can receive a maximum of 1 year's salary when he left, and the most recent contract was reportedly worth about $25 million. So, you know, he can receive up to that amount. Like I said, they recently signed him again for a 3-year contract, and so this was part of, you know, they decided that this money was worth it to get rid of him.
Harry, thank you for the question. And another call here from John calling us from Grand Rapids. John, hello.
Hey, hello. Thank you for having me on. You know, I remember years ago when he did that Hollywood news show and he didn't know he was on the air and he was screaming and verbally abusive. I believe it was a female coworker. I don't recall. He was a jerk. That's all he ever was. And I just don't know why the right, who claims to have the moral high ground, tolerates people like this. And then when you have Bill Clinton, he gets impeached for sex offenses. This guy gets their admiration, and I don't understand the double standard. And I think the only reason he got fired is because the advertisers were pulling their money out. I don't think there's any moral decision that was made about his behavior. It was all about the money.
John, thank you for that thought there, for sharing that with us. And Amanda, I mean, how would you explain? And he was obviously very successful at what he did, Bill O'Reilly. He brought in millions of viewers. How would you explain the appeal?
He was very good at creating sort of this black and white world. There were culture warriors. He would he was very good at sort of finding some little thing that was going on around the country. Maybe a school decided that, the war on Christmas, for example, was very big for Bill O'Reilly. He would get very outraged when a school would decide that it was going to say Happy Holidays and maybe not do a Christmas show and do a holiday show instead. And he created the world in these very sort of stark terms, and I think that appealed to a lot of people. You were either with him and with, the sort of American values, or you were on this other side with the far-left extremists and this sort of liberal, horrible liberal world. And so O'Reilly really fashioned this sort of moral persona for himself. He even sort of strangely wrote a book for children about manners. But that wasn't necessarily the Bill O'Reilly that people at Fox News knew. It was sort of a poorly kept secret that people at Fox News didn't really like him. He was known as sort of a jerk. He was known as being a bit of a bit boorish. And so, he didn't have a lot of defenders in the end.
Now, as we wrap up, just about 30 seconds left or so, is there anyone ready to step in who's cut from that same Bill O'Reilly cloth, or are we really seeing a culture shift in terms of the approach Fox takes?
Well, like I said, his protege, Jesse Waters, is going to be on primetime now, and Tucker Carlson, obviously hasn't had the sort of sexual harassment allegations that Bill O'Reilly has, but, still sort of, this conservative guy who's willing to sort of push buttons and say sort of things that you're used to hearing on Fox News. And so right now, in many ways, the lineup does look very familiar.
Amanda, thanks so much for joining us.
Great. Thanks for having me.
That was Amanda Turkle, senior political reporter and politics managing editor at The Huffington Post, talking about the dismissal of Bill O'Reilly from Fox News.
Coming up tomorrow on Central Time, chronic wasting disease numbers are up in some deer populations in Wisconsin, but our guest says the DNR isn't sounding the alarm about the problem.
And on Food Friday, WPR's Lori Skelton is back with some great fish recipes, including a delicious fish pie.
That's coming up tomorrow here on Central Time.